It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. Jack, soon after the election, we found out that former Michigan Senator and retired Congressman Mike Rogers was part of President-elect Donald Trump's transition team. Rogers was supposed to be in charge of national security planning. On Tuesday, he announced that he was stepping down from the team. There's been reports he was forced off. Jack, Rogers is pretty well respected in the intelligence community. What happened here?
Well, this is a very ominous sign to me. He was highly respected. He would have been a fine choice for CIA or even the National Security Advisor. But what apparently happened was he was fired for telling the truth. His committee investigating Benghazi said that there was no sign that Secretary of State Clinton or the Obama administration deliberately misled the American public. There was some confusion about what really sparked the riot, but Republicans had tried to make this a big political football. He was a dyed-in-the-wool Republican, very partisan man, but he also lived in a reality-based universe and told the truth, and he ended up getting fired for it, which to me doesn't bode well for the coming administration.
Things aren't looking good when it comes to the newspaper business in Detroit. Both of the city's two major newspapers made buyout offers to employees this week. The Detroit Free Press sent the offer to 17 members of its editorial staff. The Detroit News sent its offer to its entire editorial staff, some 80 people. If there aren't enough volunteers who take the buyout, layoffs will likely be next. Meanwhile, we keep hearing about fake news sites that may or may not have influenced voters during the election. Jack, what's the future of the news?
Well, the trouble is that we used to sort of, before the age of the internet, people got their news from newspapers that were run by professional journalists who sometimes made mistakes and sins of omission, but had standards of verification and checking things to make sure they're accurate, etc. Now, nobody knows where they get their news from. Newspapers have been debilitated by the flight of classified advertising to the internet, although I'm not sure that either Detroit paper has been run very well. They seem to have the theory that you can cut your way to prosperity, which what they're doing is making their product weaker and less valuable and charging more for it, which hasn't been working, but they don't quite seem to get that. I don't think both Detroit newspapers, one or the other, will essentially cease to exist or exist only as an online entity pretty soon. The fake news sites is, well, it's like speech. We said the only remedy for hate speech is more good speech, but it's hard in some cases for somebody who isn't trained in journalism or trained in critical thinking to distinguish these things, and it's sort of insidious because there's all sorts of false information all over the internet. Whether this affected the election or not, I'm sort of dubious. It may have, but we need some sort of a shakeout, clearly, and it's not quite clear yet how we're going to get a stable form of journalism, especially print journalism.
The mayor of Warren stirred up some controversy with a Facebook post this week. Jim Fouts made a post that referenced a major environmental scandal in Macomb County that he said could be a, quote, mini version of what happened in Flint. This worried some residents who thought that meant their drinking water might not be safe. Fouts later backtracked. He told me he was actually talking about an illegal dumping site that he says the county is trying to cover up. County Executive Mark Hackle said the posts were deplorable and irresponsible. Fouts said it's his personal Facebook page and he'll post what he wants. Jack, I don't even know where to begin.
Well, I think, first of all, we should nominate deplorable for the word of the year. But beyond that, Fouts has always been, shall we say, a unique individual. He tried to conceal his age. He went to court to try to conceal it. He's 74. He was caught in Chicago in sort of a love tryst with his 27-year-old secretary, to whom he afterwards gave a big raise and sort of didn't see anything wrong with that. He used to pipe Frank Sinatra into the city offices. He claimed during the Democratic National Convention that he was harassed for being too vociferous a Bernie Sanders supporter, but nobody else could be found to confirm that. So my guess is that he won't be invited to County Executive Mark Hackle's home for Thanksgiving this year.
It sounds like Michigan's state flag might soon get a makeover. A proposed bill would allow for a revamp of the flag along with a redesign contest. What do you think, Jack? Would you miss the coat of arms with the elk and the moose and the eagle, or are you ready for something new?
At this point, I need to reveal my right-wing reactionary tendencies. This bill is sponsored by Steve Bieda, who I think is one of the best people in the state Senate. But, you know, Steve Bieda, I love my flag. Leave my Michigan flag alone. It was good enough for our forefathers. I like the elk. I like the seal. I like the deep blue. We need tradition. Don't touch my flag.
Well, Jack, sounds like you're probably not going to be sharpening your colored pencils this weekend then.
No, but I always try to stay within the lines.
All right. Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories. You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.